السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وبعد. Yesterday we discussed the name of Allah Al-Kareem, the being who grants without even being asked, without seeking any recompense. Allah gives you before you ask Him. Allah gives you without asking of you anything in return. Then we said Allah gives the pious, the impious, the believer, the unbeliever. Allah grants to everybody. And Allah's resources do not get finished. Allah's treasures do not get diminished. And Allah is not dependent on means to be able to give you. So much so that Allah grants you a bounty. And then if you utilize it correctly, Allah praises you for it. And we gave the example of Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah gave him the ability to be patient. Then Allah says, "Inna wajadnahu sabiran ni'mal 'abd." We found him to be patient. What a wonderful servant is Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam. Then we also explained that Allah even gives those who criticize him and slander him, those who associate partners with him, those who don't believe in him, they also get to breathe the air of Allah and drink the water of Allah and consume the food of Allah. Al-Kareem also means the one who forgives, even though he has the ability to punish. And Al-Kareem also means the one who fulfills his promises. If he makes a promise, he fulfills it. There's nothing that can incapacitate Allah in terms of Allah fulfilling his promises. Now we move on, and today we discuss another one of the great names of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and that is the name Al-Mujib, meaning the one who accepts your dua, the one who accepts your supplication, the one who accepts the call and responds to the call of a person who is in distress. If you are in distress and you call out unto Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, Allah responds to you. Allah asks a question in the opening verses of the 20th juz. أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ. Who is the one who answers the call of the distressed person? وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءُ and removes his difficulties. أَإِلَهُمْ مَعَ اللَّهِ. Allah says, is there any other deity with Allah? This is an admonishment to the mushrikeen. Because under normal circumstances, they call out to this idol for rain, and they call out to that idol for sustenance, and they call out to another idol for children. But اِذْتِرَار مُضْطَر is such a person who has lost all hope. He's exhausted all options. He's looked at all possibilities. He's now become tired. He's become hopeless. He's become despondent. It looks like there's no solution for him. Now when he calls out unto Allah, it is only Allah who can respond to him. In English they say, there's no atheist on a sinking ship. There's no atheist on a sinking ship. You can consider yourself atheist, you can consider yourself agnostic, you can believe in this idol, that deity. But when the mighty waves are in front of you and that ship is sinking, then you call out unto Allah. And Allah says, in that condition, it is only I who can respond. No one else can respond. Only Allah can respond. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us a very powerful dua. For those who find themselves in a very desperate situation, how do you call out unto Allah? Allahumma rahmatuka arju. Oh Allah, it is only in your mercy that I have a desire. فَلَا تَكِلْنِي إِلَىٰ نَفْسِي تَرْفَةَ عَيْنِ. Do not hand me over to my nafs even for the duration equal to the blinking of an eye. وَأَصْلِحْ لِي شَأْنِي كُلَّهِ. And correct all of my matters for me. لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتِ. Because there is none worthy of worship besides you. So Allah says, you go and exhaust all options. You go and you knock all doors. You go and you ask of everybody. Then when you don't come right, you ask Allah, because you know only Allah can answer. It's not the right etiquette. We must first ask Allah, then exercise means, then explore options. But Allah says, in the end of the day, everyone is limited in terms of whether they can hear you, then whether they can respond to you, then whether they can help you after they respond to you. But the only one who will never let you down when you've lost all hope in all other options, you call out unto Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala grant us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.